Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so when we listen to the Old Testament lesson, we hear about the rain and snow come down from heaven, and the seed from the sower gives bread to the eater, and also talks about the word of God coming out of his mouth that will not return empty. So we see this seed and sower and the word of God being connected together. And then when we go to the parable in Luke, we hear about the seed and the sower and the word of God producing the fruit. And we can see how those two are easily connected. But the Hebrew passage seems a little bit obscure as to how this is connected to the theme of the Word of God going forth and accomplishing what He desires. So it begins by saying, "So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his." Okay, so what does that have to do with the Word of God going forth and feeding the soil and nurturing the soil and causing fruit to grow from it? Well, in order to figure that out, I really think we need to turn in our hymnals to page 321. If everybody would do that real quickly, please. Page 321 is where the small catechism is listed in the hymnal. And for this, we're going to then look at the third commandment, which is, of course, about the Sabbath day. So Hebrews talks about the Sabbath day of rest. And the third commandment is, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Okay, so the question then is, should be asked, how does one keep the Sabbath day holy? I mean, that's the important part of it. If we don't know how to keep it holy, we're not keeping it. So what does it mean to keep the Sabbath day holy? Let's look at what Luther has to say in his definition, and I'd like all of us to read this together. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. So in other words, as we look at the Sabbath day, what makes the Sabbath day holy? What makes anything holy? The Word of God. And how do we honor the Sabbath day, and how do we keep the Sabbath day? We keep it by hearing the Word, by coming to receive the Word and not despising the teaching of God. And that goes, and then that makes sense when we connect it with the sower and the seed. Because what is the sower sowing? The Word of God. So where do we most regularly hear and are fed by the Word of God? We are fed by the Word of God in the preaching of the Word, in the reception of the Word, in the divine service here today. So by seeking that Sabbath rest, we are seeking the Word of God. And isn't it interesting? When we talk about the sower and the seed, you know, we talk about the seed that lands in the good soil and it grows and it produces fruit. So whenever we think about producing something, we think about work. You know, I need to strive and I need to work to get my paycheck. I need to dig or do something in order to produce something else. And yet, when it comes to the gospel, and when it comes to the proclamation of the word and the spreading of the gospel to all nations, how does it begin? It begins with rest. Not with labor, not with striving, but with rest. Because in our rest, we hear the word of God. And when we recognize that it is our rest that is a gift from God, we realize that the working of the word is not our responsibility. The working of the Word is God's responsibility through the power of the Holy Spirit. What does he say in Isaiah? He says that my word will go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose. The Word of God is doing the work. We are being worked upon by the Word of God. And having been worked on by the Word, having been restored and renewed by that Word, We are then refreshed and renewed so that we can go forth and labor in the vineyard, taking the parable from last week, labor in the vineyard and serve our Lord, but serve our Lord in the power of His word. So we keep the word of God first and foremost in our hearts and our minds in all that we say and do. Because it is only by the power of the word that anything is accomplished in the spreading of the gospel. So before we begin any day, we pray and we ask that the word of God might dwell in us richly. So that beginning of that Sabbath, that resting, as we rest and hear the word. And then from that resting comes the ability through the power of the Holy Spirit to serve God and proclaim it that I am doing nothing else but serving the word and allowing the word to work through my words and my actions to accomplish His desires. In other words, everything that we do is a good work unto the Lord and a service to the kingdom of God. Regardless of whether we know what we're doing or not, or whether we've got the right answers, or we can solve all the problems, no. We are called to live in faith and in rest. We are called to live in trust. How many times, well, in the introit, we talked about, you know, David begins by talking about how he feels like God is sleeping. Like he's not listening and hearing him, that he, because his soul is bowed down. And yet he remembers the deeds of God to the fathers before him. And how often do we, when we are weighed down and heavy laden in this world, how often does the word of God, the faithfulness of the richness of God's grace upon us, how often does that fill us with hope? Not because the situation has necessarily changed, but because we have heard the word of God. During this season, instead of singing Alleluia, we sing, return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful. Return to the Lord. How do we return to the Lord? Through His word. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Isn't that a comfort to us? That He is slow to anger and that He is abounding in steadfast love. What does that abounding mean? Again, generous, beyond belief, just abounding. It's like you can almost see Him leaping and just throwing His grace and mercy around with joyful and wanton abandon. Kind of like the message that we hear in the parable about the sower and the seed. Again, a parable is about the strangeness of God, the uniqueness of God that is not like us. So, there was a sower who went out to sow seed. So again, we're talking about the kingdom of God, and we're talking about a person. So the sower, he's going out. And he throws it, again, God is a bad businessman. He's a bad farmer. He would go broke if he used his seed this way. I grew up on a small toy farm, and I know my dad put the seed exactly where it needed to go. He didn't waste it in the places where he knew it wasn't going to grow. There was always a bog in one of the areas. You know, it was just too wet, and you just didn't put anything there because it was just going to die. And yet this farmer throws it in the bog, throws it in the rocks, throws it in the weeds, throws it on the path itself. That's nuts. And yet, who knows who out there is part of the hard path, is part of the rocky soil, or the weedy soil, or the good soil? Do you know the hearts of the men and women out there? Do you know how God's word has been working in their lives, preparing them to hear what He has to say through us? We have no idea. We don't know the situation of their hearts. And so we are called to be generous with our praises of our Father, to thank God in all circumstances, and to praise Him for everything that happens in our lives. Because through that, the word then goes forth from us to them. And it accomplishes what God desires. Not me. I fail too often quite frankly, and accomplish what God desires. But I trust that the Word works in me and through me to accomplish what He desires. And so my hope is found in resting. Resting in the Word of God and allowing that Word to work within me and through me, to be restore me, to renew and transform my mind through His Word. Because I know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we are called in all of this, in all the teaching that we have today, to rest in the Lord, rest in His Word, hear the hope that comes. David started out by feeling like God was not listening, that God did not hear him and did not care. And in this couple of years that we have faced of this pandemic and the shutdowns and the mandates and the animosity and the strife between everybody, it seems like, and the increase in depression and anxiety in the world, even amongst the little kids. What is the answer? What is the hope? The hope is the Word of God, which as it drives David from first feeling like he is rejected and not heard to then remembering, but God has performed in the days of old, and surely if He performed then, He's going to perform now. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So if He accomplished good then, and He saved them then, surely His Word has said He will save us now. And so we rest in the promises of God and trust that His Word will restore us and renew us and give us hope. And that is a message that this world needs to hear. You don't have to convince them you're right. You don't have to have all the answers to their questions. You don't have to negate every argument that they have. All you have to do is trust the Word. Hold fast to His promises and live in peace. Because through the Word, you have rest. And there's no greater peace than the rest that comes in the Word of God. And that will accomplish God's will in our lives and in everybody that we come in contact with. May that grace and that mercy and that peace and that rest be and abide with you always, now and forevermore, unto life everlasting. Amen.